Listening Library presents Flesh and Blood So Cheap, The Triangle Fire and Its Legacy by Albert Marin. Read for you by John H. Mayer. The land flourished because it was fed from so many sources, because it was nourished by so many cultures and traditions and peoples. President Lyndon B. Johnson at the Statue of Liberty, October 3, 1965. Prelude. From the Ashes. From the ashes of the Triangle Company fire began to rise one of the most dramatic and far-reaching changes in American history, one that would eventually redefine forever the role the government played in the lives of ordinary people. Rick Burns and James Sanders, New York, 1999. New York City, Saturday, March 25, 1911. One of those sparkling early spring afternoons New Yorkers so enjoy after a cold, dreary winter. Under the cloudless blue sky, strong, bracing gusts of wind blew across Manhattan Island from the East River. The air smelled fresh and clean, and it felt good to be alive. It would also be a day of tragedy that would weigh on the hearts of witnesses and survivors for the rest of their days. People flocked to Washington Square, a 10-acre park named for our first president. A century earlier, the site was a wasteland on the city's northern outskirts. Back then, it served as a cemetery for unclaimed...